Baseball has a problem. The number of black major leaguers is only about 8%. This month marks the 100th anniversary of the Negro Leagues, which once provided African Americans the chance to play baseball before the sport was integrated. It was that league that opened the door to people like baseball great Jackie Robinson, who integrated Major League Baseball. But even today, African American participation in baseball is not where most would like it to be. Esther Shamakili of member station WAMU reports the decline begins in childhood, though there are efforts to change that.
About 24 children gathered at a recreation center in Washington, D.C. on a recent Saturday, and they started with calisthenics.
1, 2, 3.
These kids, between the ages of 4 and 8, are here for a baseball clinic run by Senator Satchel Paige Little League. The organization takes its name from the famed Negro Leagues pitcher. 7-year-old C.J. Coley is a fan of the Washington Nationals, and he says he plays baseball because...
I think it's a good sport to get your muscles moving. I play every single base.
C.J. is one of a few African Americans at the clinic. He says he wants to be a professional baseball player. That pleases Antonio Scott, general manager of the D.C. Grays Cal Ripken Collegiate Baseball League. He's on a mission to keep kids from falling into the gap, a time in a child's life when they begin to lose interest in baseball, often between the ages of 10 and 14.
At that point, baseball is not as attractive to them anymore because they're not getting the proper coaching or training or off-season workouts that they should be getting that would keep them active and keep their minds engaged in baseball.
Children are more likely to identify with a sport when they see people who look like them playing it. And that's one reason why the D.C. Grays partnered with Major League Baseball's Reviving Baseball in Inner Cities program. Scott says they want older children from their youth academies to work with kids like CJ.
It's not only about the baseball on the field side of it, it's the off-field talks that they could have with those middle school and high school players too, because they've went through what these kids went through.
Keeping kids engaged in baseball increases the chance of them playing the game later in life, says Tony Regans, Executive Vice President for Baseball Development with MLB. But cost can be a barrier for some families. MLB's youth programs are free, and Regans says they provide access to high-level training and competition.
If the foundation is built correctly, our hope is that not only do these kids get a college education, but you know they get to the major league level, which will then affect the numbers that you see in terms of the African-American player at the major league level.
The numbers are still small. According to the NCAA, there are more than 10,000 collegiate baseball players at Division I schools, but only 6% are African-American. Scholarships may be one reason, says Antonio Scott of the D.C. Grays. A typical college can only offer 11 baseball scholarships split between 27 players. Scott says compare that to 85 football scholarships per school.
9 times out of 10, they're going to choose the scholarship that gives them more money or that can cover more expenses in school, their tuition, room and board, books and things like that. When in baseball, they may be only able to cover just their room and board.
Scott says the money just isn't there in baseball the way it is in other college sports. But for the parents who have their kids in this clinic, that's too far in the future. They just want their children to play the game and earn an appreciation for it. For NPR News, I'm Esther Chamakili in Washington.